Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Here's today's message.
It certainly is true that the commonness shared, that of being serious about the Christian life, had caused a mutual connection that was from the heart. That's what it looks like Paul is referring to among the church. And though he had never met this group of believers, the Colossians, he loved from afar, a love that was based on that shared kindness. And as he discussed in chapter 1, he prayed for them. What better way could there be to connect to someone or a group of people in spirit, right? Especially when we believe that our prayers are having a direct impact, actually making a difference which will materialize in the physical realm. Undoubtedly, what Paul wanted to see with his eyes when he got out of prison was the tangible results of his prayers. Again, he says, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. This order and firmness of faith would definitely be helped along by these prayers.
Thank you, Daniel. You can listen to complete messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.